So they came. So when Lord Chaitanya said goodbye to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he just, no, don't leave, please. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya said, you know, Hare Krishna, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell down to the ground unconscious. And Lord Chaitanya just walked away. Hare Krishna. Totally renounced. And in this regard, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how these are the wonderful symptoms of a great personality. They can be soft like a rose or hard like a thunderbolt, depending on what is required to show compassion to others. So Mahaprabhu just walked, and Nityananda Prabhu was trying to revive Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But then Nityananda Prabhu caught up with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they came to the holy place, Alalanath, just near the sea, where there's a beautiful ancient deity that used to be worshipped by the Alwars in South India, was later brought up to Puri. Alalanath, according to the history, his name was Alwarnath, the Lord of the Alwars of the Sri Sampradaya. So Mahaprabhu began kirtan there in Alalanath's temple. And soon hundreds and hundreds of people were joining the kirtan. And then thousands of people were joining the kirtan. And the whole village came. And then other neighboring villages and villages beyond those villages. Everyone came to see the beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstatic love with his arms raised, chanting the holy name. Kirtan went on for hour after hour after hour, day. Went on for days. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw this, how so many people were being attracted to the chanting of the holy names by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu then made his historical prediction. Nityananda Prabhu proclaimed that by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, just like I am seeing in Alalanath, that the holy name will be spread in every town and village throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This was the seed of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Nityananda Prabhu's prediction, which took place at the dawn of Lord Chaitanya's South Indian tour. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after spending some days in Alalanath, he bid farewell to all of his devotees, who also were falling unconscious, and he walked away forward, along with Kal Krishna Das. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart was feeling the anguish of the pains of separation from his devotees as he walked away from them. But simultaneously, he was feeling the bliss of going out to deliver hundreds and thousands of conditioned souls. He just bore the pain of separation in his heart and walked forward. As he traveled along the footpaths, he was constantly immersed in chanting the holy names. And anyone who heard him chanting or saw his beautiful form, they also began to chant. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing them ecstatically chanting the holy names, he would embrace them and give them prema bhakti. Srila Prabhupada describes how as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, he constantly chanted the names of Krishna. And one song that he sang again and again and again, we will sing together. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Pahima.
Krishna, Krishna,
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama.
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima.
Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama.
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava,
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima. Haribo, Krishna, 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 hey.
Haribo, Haribo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why this is not working?
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
As the common people saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting in this way, their hearts were so much attracted that they came on the road with him, chanting the holy names. And within minutes, they were dancing with tears in their eyes, their hair standing on end in ecstasy. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw people reciprocating with his mercy by taking the holy name of Krishna, he embraced them and invested within their hearts prema bhakti. This is one of the greatest services we can do to please the Lord, to simply receive his mercy. The Lord and great personalities, more than anything else, they simply want to give. And one of the greatest gifts we can offer is to receive. Srila Prabhupada would speak, just by attending the lecture and being attentive and accepting the efforts he was making to enlighten you in Krishna consciousness made him so very happy. In 26 Second Avenue, when Prabhupada had nothing, the greatest thing that brought him pleasure was if someone came and accepted prasad from his hands. At the beginning, no one was trying to help Prabhupada in the sense of doing service to assist him. But just by receiving, Prabhupada was so happy. In Prabhupada's diary, he writes how someone gave him a tape recorder, a reel-to-reel tape recorder that go like this. And Srila Prabhupada made a tape of himself chanting. And he would go to people's apartments and he would play the tape. Sometimes he would chant live performance and sometimes he would play the tape. Because I guess, you know, in New York City, it would give him some credibility if his voice was on tape. And Prabhupada was just thrilled in his diary that they liked the tape. They actually liked the chanting. And after one such, where just four or five people came and he played the tape and they liked it, Prabhupada said, "Now I know for sure that Haridas Thakur's prediction will be fulfilled, that the holy name will spread in all directions." Because you see, they liked the chanting. Prabhupada was so grateful. People who are meat eaters, people who are gambling their lives away, people who are taking all kinds of LSD and STP and PSP and and marijuana and psilocybin and peyote and all kinds of stuff. Uppers and downers and all arounders. But still, they accepted prasad and they liked it. They would sit for his lecture and listen. Or they would take the holy name, and Prabhupada was so unlimitedly grateful to them for taking the mercy that he was given. If you give Prabhupada a garland, he's happy. What to speak of a flower crown? But you give Prabhupada something, he's happy. But what would make him the most happy is when we were receiving his mercy wholeheartedly. When we were actually, he would thank his disciples profusely for reading his books. In the early days, he just had that first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and if someone actually took interest in reading it, Prabhupada was practically eternally indebted with gratitude to that person for reading his book, for accepting the life of sacrifice that he performed. Yes. When we read Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada is so grateful to us. When we hear his tapes, he's so grateful to us. When a devotee is speaking Hari Katha, if we're actually attentively listening, that's a great service, just to receive. Because devotees live to give. And the greatest thing we could do is to receive and to reciprocate with enthusiasm. When Prabhupada would give the holy name and he would see people taking it with enthusiasm, oh, he was so indebted and grateful to those people. And Prabhupada was spreading the mission of Krishna consciousness. And when he saw his devotees, not just helping him to give Krishna to others, Prabhupada was so grateful. There was nothing that won Prabhupada's heart more than if you were enthusiastic to just take what he gave and share it with others. That was his whole mission. That's all he wanted of us. Just receive and share it. And that's the greatest thing you can give me. So that is the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not taking anything from anyone. He was just giving, giving, giving. And whoever would receive Lord Chaitanya would be so happy. There's that beautiful prayer of Nityananda Prabhu. It says, take the name of Gauranga. Worship Gauranga. Speak the teachings of Gauranga. And anyone who does that, anyone who just accepts Gauranga, is my life and soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who just took the holy name of Krishna, that person would become Lord Chaitanya's life and soul. When he would see someone chanting the holy name with enthusiasm, he would just, with love, unlimited love in his heart, just strange people. Some of them were Brahmins, some of them were Chandalas. It didn't matter. If anyone accepted the holy name of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace them with ecstatic love and affection. Thank you. In this way, he carried on with his tour, chanting the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. It is a great act of love to receive the gifts of Krishna or his devotees with enthusiasm. When Prabhupada would speak, if he would see devotees enthusiastically, eagerly listening, he would be so ecstatic. He would be so grateful. You're accepting my services. But when he would see devotees falling asleep, he would feel very much compassion. He would tell devotees, stand up. Yes? He did not like to see sleeping devotees. He would say, stand up. And at New Vrindavan, Srimad Bhagavatam class, more than half the devotees would always be standing up. Yes? Yes? Chandramali Swami says sometimes they'd even be sleeping standing up. And he is speaking with deep realization. There is absolutely nothing theoretical about Maharaja's words. I remember one year when Prabhupada was there in Bahulaban. He gave all his classes at Bahulaban, except sometimes on top of a mountain. And he would give his darshans in different gardens. But during Bhagavatam class, he was speaking on the teachings of Prahlad. And the first day was a long class. And people were really sleeping and standing. And the amazing thing, sometimes, I mean, how discouraging. He's giving his heart and soul to speak to us, and people are like struggling and straining and standing. And some devotees were falling down. To the ground. marble floor. And devotees of New Vrindavan, some of them knew their nature, so they would come to class with spray bottles. And throughout the class, they'd just be going, somehow trying to stay awake.
They would spray.
Huh?
Sometimes they would spray other people.
Yeah, they'd spray other people too. And I remember some devotees, when they'd give class, they'd have a spray bottle in their hand. I won't mention names, but devotee would give class and have a spray bottle right in his hand. And as soon as someone would, and he'd have it adjusted so it would be a very thin, piercing stream. And if he'd see somebody right from the Vyasa San, if he'd see somebody sleeping, he'd just be going, Dehino Sminya. And he'd usually aim right for your eyes. So this enthusiasm to receive is very dear to the hearts of those who are trying to give Krishna consciousness. Yes, Chandramali Maharaj. At New Vrindavan, it was such a place that even the person giving Bhagavatam would fall asleep. Many times. Many times. Maybe one devotee would sit like this, remember? He would sit like this. Not going to mention names. And he would just, he'd be speaking that Krishna says in Gita, that the giant. Now, he'd be sleeping, snoring from the Vyasa San during Srimad Bhagavatam class. And do you think the devotees were disturbed? Mahajano yena gatasa panta. Let us follow in the footsteps of the great soul. This is not an exaggeration. In fact, devotees in the Brahmachari ashram, everyone had to do service while they were, no one just sat. Everyone had to be doing something to stay awake. So we tried to give every single devotee something to do with their hands. Yes? And we would just, the pujaris would just invent just different things to do for the deities, even if you never use them for the deities. Just get people to make garlands or decorate this or decorate that, and everyone's like this. Even then, still. Anything else, Mara? I remember Prabhupada, he was giving very short classes because he'd say, you devotees, you must work very hard. He gave us the benefit of the doubt for falling asleep. He said, you must work very hard. Instead of chastising, why are you falling asleep? He said, you must be working very hard all day long. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace anyone who accepted the holy name from him. And then those persons became so surcharged with Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they would go back to their villages and they would be chanting in ecstasy. And everyone in the village participated in the Nam Sankirtan movement. And anyone who visited that village and saw everyone chanting the holy names, they would go back to their village and spread the glories of the Nam Sankirtan movement. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inducing thousands and thousands, hundreds and thousands of people to chant the holy names of Krishna. And by his super excellent transcendental power, as the most munificent of all incarnations, anyone who directly or indirectly with a simple heart accepted the holy name from him or those who he gave it to, he immediately awakened prema bhakti in their lives. He left behind a process, Vaidhi bhakti, sadhana bhakti, raga bhakti, a whole progressive system that was written down very clearly by Sri Rupa Goswami. And if we want to achieve the topmost perfection of receiving his causeless mercy, we must follow the system. But when he was personally present, the system was not so much required. All you had to do is just open your heart to accept his mercy one time, and you would, and prema bhakti would awaken in your heart. And you would go back home, back to Godhead. And you would be an empowered preacher to help others to awaken prema bhakti. That was the special munificence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent in this world. We can attain the same thing, but it may take an entire lifetime of practice. But Lord Chaitanya, when he was personally here, he gave it free in an instant. Even to lions and tigers and snakes and trees and insects. That was his mercy. When Rupa Goswami saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, and there were millions of people during the Magh Mela, and all of them were dancing in ecstasy around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting Hari Nam. They were not only chanting, but they were chanting Prem Sankirtan. Their ecstatic love was awakened simply by seeing Mahaprabhu from a distance and just receiving his mercy. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed his sweetest, most intimate pastimes with his devotees. But as far as his preaching mission of inundating people's lives with Harinam, he did not fully manifest his potency in Navadvip. Because there were many proud scholars and puffed up people. But he fully manifested his potency of giving mercy during his tour of South India, where he was freely giving prema bhakti and Harinam to everyone and anyone, and empowering all those persons to do the same. The first recorded place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped was Kurukshetra. Our last South Indian yatra, we all visited that place. How many of you were present for that? Please raise your hands. Wasn't it a wonderful place? An amazing place, Kurukshetra. We have heard about Ramanujacharya's Leela there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kurukshetra, and in the temple of Kurmadev, which has been there for thousands upon thousands of years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing Nam Sankirtan. During Lord Chaitanya's South Indian tour, he didn't do so much philosophical preaching. Only with very scholarly people would he do that. Hare Krishna. Hare. Could everyone hear? For the vast body of common people, he would just induce them to chant Harinam, and that was it. So in Kurukshetra, thousands and thousands of people were gathered around Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he was dancing. And what a beautiful dance. He had a very large body. He towered over everyone. And when he would raise his arms, which were so long that they extended below his knees, even if there were thousands and thousands of people, everyone could still see him. That was the majestic nature of Lord Chaitanya's form. Towering above everyone, they could see his beautiful moon-like face and his arms raised. His complexion was resplendent like molten gold. His eyes, lotus-shaped, extended almost to his ears. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes his nose was like a sesame seed and his lips were like fresh bimba fruit. His face was radiating like the full moon. His eyebrows were like the bows of Cupid. And his eyes, so beautiful, like dark bumblebees. Whoever he glanced upon would be surcharged with his mercy. His teeth were like rows of perfect formed pearls. His neck was like that of a lion. His shoulders were broad. His waist was thin. His arms were like the trunks of elephants. And he walked with the gait of an elephant. And as he would be chanting the holy names, tears of nectar would flow from his eyes like rivers. And his beautiful hairs would stand on end. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, the love of his heart would manifest through the symptoms of ecstasy on his body. It was not something of this world. Anyone who would see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, they were actually visualizing the most intimate secret of all spiritual truths, the ecstatic love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. They were seeing it before their eyes and Lord Chaitanya's bodily features as he would chant the holy names. In Kurukshetra, tens and thousands of people attain prema bhakti just by joining the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya. And the kirtan went on for hours and hours and hours and hours. And more people were being submersed in the ocean of ecstatic love. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally ended the kirtan. And so many people were coming to offer their gratitude to him. One such person was a Brahmin named Kurma. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. Lord Chaitanya came because he was a great devotee. The Kurma Brahmin was very humble, very learned, very saintly. He washed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. Then he personally drank that water and distributed it to all of his family members. And then with folded hands, he offered prayers. He said, Today, you have made my life so fortunate. You have come to my house. Your lotus feet, Lakshmi Devi, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are performing great austerities to attain the dust of your feet. And those same lotus feet have today come right into my house by your causeless mercy. I consider today that my wealth, my family, my life, my everything has become successful because you have accepted my service. And then he said to the Lord that I am feeling great suffering due to the waves of misery of this material existence. I want to leave my house and leave my family and follow you, my Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke very grave. Do not ever speak like this again. There is no need for you to leave your home or your family or your occupation. You simply chant the name of Krishna constantly. Read Bhagavad Gita and teach it to others. And in this way, you be a guru and deliver others. This was Lord Chaitanya's teaching everywhere he went during his entire South Indian tour. Remain in the position that you are in. No need to give up family or occupation or domestic duties. Simply chant the name of Krishna. Hear about Krishna and teach others about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you follow this instruction, you will always be with me and I will always be with you. The Lord stayed the night with the Kurma Brahmin. The next morning, after his bath, he departed to continue in his southward journey. But Kurma Brahmin could not tolerate the thought of separation from the Lord. So Kurma Brahmin left home and just went with the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after walking some distance, he stopped and said, now you must go home. Kurma Brahman had no taste for anything except service for the Lord. But the Lord told him, you must return home. It is your duty to me. And this is a very instructive principle. During South Indian tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not telling anyone to leave home. As far as we know in his South Indian tour, we know for sure one Goswami came out of that tour. And that was Gopal Bhatta Goswami here at Sri Rangam. And we'll get to that part later. But he told Gopal Bhatta Goswami, your mother and father are pure devotees. Stay with them until they die. Then come to Vrindavan and be a Goswami. Join Rupa and Sanatan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was presenting a very, very practical principle. Now, Sripad Shankaracharya, to actually follow him, you have to take sannyas. Because Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, if the world is an illusion, you can't really follow Shankaracharya in household life. It's not real. Because most of your day, you're just dealing with illusion. Yes? You're absorbed in illusion. Because anything with form, anything with quality, any activity, it's all illusion. Only the impersonal, all-pervading Brahman is truth. And there's no activity in Brahman. So any activity is illusion. Any words are illusion. Everything's illusion except Brahman. So you can be a pseudo-follower of Shankaracharya, but to really be a follower, you have to be renounced. But in the path of bhakti, we see here in Sri Rangam, Ramanujacharya, he taught pure bhakti. And what is pure bhakti? That no, this world is not an illusion. This world is the energy of God. And that energy is eternal and real. The illusion is when we forget anything's relationship to God. When we forget that Krishna is the proprietor of everything and everything is meant for the service of Krishna. Quraysh was a householder. Mahapurna was a householder. Dasarathi was a householder. Parasarabhatir, yes, was a householder. Govinda was a householder, but he took sannyas. So both the sannyasis and the grihasthas were all exalted personalities. In fact, Ramanujacharya was the most strict and pure-hearted sannyasi. But even as a sannyasi, many of the people he accepted as his gurus were grihasthas. Gostipurna was a grihastha. Mahapurna was a grihastha. Yes? Ramanujacharya sat at their feet and heard from them. He worshipped them. He learned from them. Although he was the crest jewel of all sannyasis, and he's sitting at the feet worshipping, honoring, and accepting as spiritual masters householders.